The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Mesechta Shabbos Daf Tzadi Vav. This daf is the opening daf of the 11th perik of Mesechta Shabbos, a perik which deals almost exclusively with the 39th melacha of the 39 melachas, the melacha which is known as Haitza'ah. Haitza'ah means transferring. Transferring an item or a living creature from one domain to another domain on Shabbos is aser to do. It is the 39th melacha, and as we are going to see Be'ezrus Hashem in the subsequent shiurim, it has many subcategories as well that are prohibited on Shabbos. The Mishnah also discusses being moishit, that means passing the item from one person to the other person. That means not through throwing, rather through passing it. Now, the Gemara learns moishit as from a completely different source than Zorik. In fact, moishit was a resemblance to the way it was done in the Mishkan, in the fact that it was only usur if it was done exactly in that way. And the Mishnah explains that to mean that if a person is passing, let's say, a beam from one porch to another porch across the street, that means from one porch on one side of the street to another porch on the other side, that would not be considered moishit. However, if he is passing from a porch to a porch on the same side of the street, even though he is going to be going over a rishus harabim between the two porches, as he leans over to pass it to the other porch, that would be the isra of moishit. Now, the malacha of moishit is very complicated and detailed. We will not get into the discussion that surrounds it, if it's a av, it's a tolda, and how exactly that was learned out. Rather, we would like to focus and concentrate a little bit on the Malacha of Haitzah in general. The Malacha of Haitzah was performed in the Mishkan when the Krushim, the beams, were transferred from onto the wagons. The Krushim were the beams that were constructed as the central part of the Mishkan, and when they dismantled the central part, the Heichal, they would dismantle it by putting it onto wagons, and those wagons were raised off the ground in the dimensions which we refer to as a Rishus HaYochid, and since that was performed in the Mishkan, it falls into a category of a Malacha. Now, Tosfos asks a question. If you look in the Gemara by us on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara seems to be searching for a source to learn the Malacha of Haitzah. The Gemara asks a question, Michti Zerika. The Mishnah is talking about Zerika. Zerika is a Tolda de Haitzah. So the Gemara says, if you're talking about Zerika, which is throwing, which is a subcategory of Haitzah, how do you know that there is something called Haitzah in the first place? How do you know that the primary category of Haitzah is prohibited on Shabbos? And the Gemara continues and finds a pasuk to tell us that there is a prohibition of transferring on Shabbos an object from one Rishos to another Rishos. Tosfos asks a question. In fact, Tosfos, va'apla gav shehaisa b'mishkan, what's the question? We know that Haitzah was in the Mishkan, right? We just said that they transferred the krushim, the beams, onto the wagons. So, and we know that something that's in the Mishkan is enough to be considered a malacha that's usur on Shabbos. Why are we searching for another source for the malacha of Haitzah? So Tosfos answers, mikol makayim ilav dechsiv lehavim mechayev ala lefisha malacha gruahi. Tosfos says Haitza'ah is considered a malacha gerua, which literally means an inferior malacha, a concept which is discussed at greater length on Tosfos on the first daf in this mesechta. And Tosfos says because it is an inferior malacha, we have to find an additional source to prohibit it on Shabbos. This concept of inferior malacha can be understood in the sense that it is a malacha that is not easily understood. It is sort of an abstract concept. Most people would assume that malacha, work, would be something that you are doing or you're changing some kind of object. You're chiseling a stone, you're plowing a field. Those are changes to the item itself, to the object itself, and these are actual changes that are taking place in the item itself, as opposed to haitzah, which is a simple act of transferring from one place to the next. People would not understand that a simple thing like transferring a piece of paper from a house to a Rishus HaRabim, people would not view that as any kind of work. It doesn't seem to be any work involved. So therefore, Taisa says, it's considered a malacha grua, an inferior kind of malacha. It is a malacha that is different than all the other 39 malachas of Shabbos, and therefore Chazal felt that it needs an additional source, and in fact, this malacha of Haitzah is discussed in greater detail than any other of the previous 38 malachas. It is the last of the 39 malachas, and it is at a greater segment of Shas is devoted to discussing this malacha more than all the previous malachas. And in fact, the Sefer Lamitas Malacha says that there are more dafim in the whole Shas devoted to the topic of Haitzah than there are devoted to any other topic in the entire Shas. This astounding fact brings out clearly the importance that Chazal ascribed to the Malacha of Haitzah and the measures that Chazal took to prevent a person from Chas V'Shalom coming to be over to transgressing this serious Malacha. Some examples of Haitzah that a person should know just to understand what we mean when we say that it's easily confusable and not necessarily viewed as a Malacha is many people would think Haitzah would be simply carrying a box from one place to another place or something big, something heavy. When yet, in fact, even a simple thing as walking out with a loose button that's dangling from a thread can be classified as haitzah. A person who is walking out, for example, chewing a piece of meat, he thinks, okay, I'm going to be finished soon. He starts walking out. That's carrying. He has something in his mouth, and he carried it from his house into Rosh Hashanah. Something in a person's pocket, we all know, is considered haitzah. Yet we do not all know that taking a package from a mailman that brings you a package on Shabbos, taking it from his hands is related to the malacha of Haitzah. So therefore, we have to delve deeper into the concept of Haitzah, into the malacha of Haitzah, and to try to understand exactly the various ramifications of Haitzah. I would like to just mention a very important Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tesem and Beis, says that Chazal felt it necessary to prohibit blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah because Gezeirah, Shema Yavirenu Dalar Amis Rishasaravan. We are afraid that a person might come to carry 4 cubits in Rishasaravan. 4 cubits is approximately 6.6 feet. It is usher to carry something Dalar Amis in Rishasaravan, as explained on our daf on the bottom of Omid Beis. In the beginning of the wide lines, the Gemara says, Dalar Amis Rishasaravan Gemara Gemirila. It is a halacha l'moshe Sinai, and therefore a person cannot carry not only from one domain to another domain, but even in the Rosh Hashanah itself, even in the public domain itself, one may not carry 4 cubits, one may not carry Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Chazal said, we are afraid a person might come to carrying his shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and he'll be over this Isser. So Chazal said, better that we should not blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, than Chas V'Shalom be over this Isser of Haitzah. So we see from here how far Chazal went, what steps Chazal took to avoid Chas V'Shalom getting involved in the Malacha of Haitzah. So therefore, before we begin discussing the Malachas of Haitzah, it is important that we understand that we are discussing a Malacha that is complicated and very detailed, and is something that is easily forgotten and unnoticed. Therefore, a person should pay special attention to these Halachas and to try to internalize them as much as possible, to avoid any kind of shaila. Now, our Mishnah is discussing specifically the Malacha of Haitzah in the context of Zoyrek and Moishet. Zoyrek means throwing, and Moishet means handing something over. The Malacha of Zoyrek, it is discussed in the Gemara and in the Paiskim, it is a tolda, it is a subcategory of the Malacha of Haitzah, of transferring. Transferring means by hand. A person picks up something with his hand and transfers it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachir, or vice versa. Zayrik means he throws it without ever leaving the Rishus HaYachir. Just the object itself flies in the air and lands in the Rishus HaRabim. That is going to be considered a subcategory of the Malacha of Haitzah. Taisus explains that the logic behind that, Taisus says in our daf, that Sadi Vavaman Beis, because it's a svara, it's a logical thing. What is the difference if you carry from one Rishos or if you throw it from one Rishos into the other Rishos? Now, another explanation why Zrika is categorized as a subcategory is given by the Me'iri The Meiri and Aaron Mishnah on Tzadi Vav says that throwing is a subcategory because they actually did not throw in the Mishkan. And in order to be a primary category in Av Malacha, you would have to be exactly the Malacha that was done in the Mishkan. Throwing, Zrika, on the other hand, was not a Malacha that was done in the Mishkan. It was only something that is inferred from the Malachas of the Mishkan, it's not directly. Therefore, it is considered a Teilada. This opinion of the Meiri is actually a source of a Machloikas, and with this we are going to end, that if a person takes a look in Rashi in the first parrot, Daf Chesam and Aleph, Rashi says that there was Zrika in the Mishkan, Shehoyu Zorkim Mechateim, they used to throw the needles that they would weave with, they would throw those in the Rosh HaSarabim, and the Maharsha and Tosis over here, the Ramasal Hachnosa, the Maharsha says that Zerikim Rishus L'Rishus was actually in the Mishkan. Carrying Dalet Amos Rishus L'Rabim was not, but throwing in the Mishkan did take place. So it's actually a machlokes if Zerika actually happened in the Mishkan or it did not happen in the Mishkan. The Meiri is of the opinion that Zerika itself, throwing, was not actually done in the Mishkan, and for that reason it's considered a Telada, while the opinion of Rashi and the Maharsha is that Zerika did take place in the Mishkan. And in fact, if you look at Reb Kiva Eger and Daf Ches, he already mentions this, that because our Gemara would indicate that Zerika is only a Telada and did not take place in the Mishkan, so therefore how can Rashi say that it did take place in the Mishkan? But in any event, Zerika categorizes only as a Tolda and not as the primary Malacha, not as the Av Malacha on Shabbos or Itzah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.